For many people, the weak economy is turning a basic shopping trip into an exercise in mathematics. How much they need subtracted from how little they have to spend. Commentator Amity Schles says some government policies are making this exercise even more painful, especially the current system of imposing tariffs on certain imported goods.
Everyone knows what tariffs are for: to help the worker. America's textile factories, for example, would suffer if foreign competitors were allowed to come in and undercut them. Unemployment would rise. And who would pay? The worker. But tariffs can hurt that same worker, even more than they help him. That's because workers are consumers, and since their income is low, every little penny counts. And many of these little pennies are taken away by, you guessed it, tariffs. The same goods that workers tend to buy, say, cheaper casual clothes, are the ones on which some of the highest tariffs are levied. Fancy items often are not subject to tariff to the same degree. Consider a basic staple of the textile industry, underwear. Yes, that $5 polyester pack that women buy at the superstore. The importer paid $3 for them, but he also had to pay a 15% tariff. That tariff drove the price of the undies up at least 45 cents. Pure silk underwear? Its tariff is only 2.4%. Some underwear justice. There's another basic: running shoes. Cheap pairs tend to come from one of two places, China or Indonesia. The tariff on them is 48%. That means a full dollar of the price of such shoes goes to tariffs. There are other examples: basic stainless tableware, cheaper backpacks. In fact, tariffs are a hidden surcharge. They raise prices just the way taxes do. It's a heavy load on the worker. The Progressive Policy Institute, which is affiliated with the Democratic Party, crunched a lot of these numbers. They found that tariffs are the single most punishing tax for workers. A really low-wage worker, someone who makes $15,000 a year, pays the equivalent of a week's salary every year in tariff costs. He just doesn't know it. A rich guy pays less than 1% of his cash in tariff costs. The solution here? Get rid of the tariffs. As painful as it may be to admit, the jobs we lose when tariffs disappear are jobs that were probably going to disappear anyway. Even with tariff protection, America's textile factories have been decimated over recent decades. Sure, unions will protest like crazy, especially Unite, the modern equivalent of the old Needleworkers Union, but the positive side of this story is that other jobs in more efficient industries have replaced the old ones. There's more than meets the eye to the traditional tariff and textile story. You can't just look at the surface. You have to look at the underwear.
The comments of Amity Schles, a columnist for the Financial Times.